ABC News with Neil Nunes. 6 years after the invasion that toppled Saddam Hussein, Iraq has taken formal control of security as American combat forces withdraw from urban centers across the country. However, U.S. troops will still have a presence. They'll be embedded with Iraqi forces until they are completely withdrawn from Iraq next year. Ali McConnell has this report.
The withdrawal of U.S. troops from Iraqi cities has been greeted with celebratory fireworks in Baghdad. On the eve of the withdrawal, Iraqi soldiers paraded through the streets in vehicles decorated with flowers and Iraqi flags, while patriotic songs were played through loudspeakers at checkpoints. The Iraqi Prime Minister, Nouri al-Maliki, proclaims June the 30th a public holiday, to be known as National Sovereignty Day, and Iraqi television broadcast a countdown clock, which ticked to zero as the midnight deadline passed. American commanders are describing the withdrawal as an important milestone, but U.S. troops will still be embedded with Iraq's security forces.
Iran's top electoral body, the Guardian Council, has confirmed the re-election of President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad after a partial recount of votes. State television said few or no errors were found, despite claims from the opposition candidate Mir Hussein Mousavi of widespread irregularities. Mr. Ahmadinejad's victory had led to street protests, and there are reports of new clashes in the center of the capital, Tehran, between demonstrators and security forces. The American financier Bernard Madoff has been sentenced to 150 years in prison for an investment fraud of $65 billion, the biggest in U.S. history. The judge said he hadn't got any sense that Mr. Madoff had helped prosecutors as much as he could. Laura Trevelyan has the details in this report from New York.
As Judge Chin told Bernie Madoff that he'd been sentenced to 150 years in prison, a few of Bernie Madoff's victims applauded. Mr. Madoff stood impassively. He had listened to victims describe him as a monster, as someone who had shattered their dreams and their spirit. Bernie Madoff spoke in his own defense. He said he couldn't offer any excuses for his behavior. At one point, he turned to the victims who were sitting behind him, and he said sorry.
President Mamadou Tanja of Niger has dissolved the country's highest judicial body, the Constitutional Court, which has strongly opposed his attempts to extend his term in office. The announcement followed three separate rejections by the court of Mr. Tanja's proposal to hold a constitutional referendum on his plan to serve an extra 3 years as head of state. The referendum is scheduled for later this year. In a separate development, the president appointed 8 new ministers to replace those who had resigned in protest at his decision last week to assume emergency powers. World News from the BBC. President Barack Obama has made a personal call for the reinstatement as president of Honduras of Manuel Zelaya, who was ousted on Sunday and hustled out of the country by the military. Mr. Obama said the United States believed the action was illegal, and allowing it to stand would set a terrible precedent. Kevin Connolly reports now from Washington.
The Obama administration is now directly demanding Mr. Zelaya's restoration to office. That call from Mr. Obama creates interesting common ground for Washington, with a group of leftist leaders in the region led by Hugo Chavez of Venezuela. They too have insisted that the Honduran leader must be restored as president. By moving quickly to characterize what happened to the Honduran leader as a coup, the Obama administration will hope to defuse inevitable suspicions in the region that it might somehow have been involved in his removal.
Michael Jackson's mother has filed for custody of the late singer's 3 children. Katherine Jackson has already been granted temporary guardianship of the children, who are aged between 7 and 12. A Los Angeles court has set the hearing for August. There's no official word yet from the mother of the 2 older children, Deborah Rowe. Michael Jackson's youngest child is from a surrogate mother. Archaeologists in Rome have uncovered what the Vatican believes is the oldest icon depicting St. Paul. Duncan Kennedy reports now from Rome.
St. Paul is said to have converted to religion on the road to Damascus after seeing a blinding vision of Jesus. Now, 2 discoveries are shedding new light on his life. The first is a fresco on a wall in the Santa Tecla catacomb underneath Rome. It shows the face of a man with a pointed black beard inside a bright yellow halo. The second discovery was announced by Pope Benedict, who said that bone fragments found in a tomb in the Basilica of St. Paul's in Rome are those of the Apostle.
That report from Duncan Kennedy in Rome. And that's the latest from BBC News.